This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dela Prasai with the news, the headlines first. President Bidya Devi Bhandari summons the Federal Parliament for May 8. Budgets for the coming fiscal year to be unveiled on May 28. The number of confirmed cases for coronavirus rises to 75. 15 more people tested positive yesterday. 73 Nepali die abroad due to coronavirus infection, and coronavirus death toll exceeds 3.5 million, but the death and infection rates in Europe decreasing. Now the news in detail. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has summoned a joint session of the Federal Parliament at 4 p.m. on May 8 at the International Convention Centre near Banishwar. The Federal Parliament Secretariat said the President summoned the session of both houses in accordance with Article 93(1) of the Constitution. The President Office had informed the President Bhandari summoned the session upon the recommendation of the cabinet meeting yesterday. Likewise, the budget session for the upcoming fiscal year will be unveiled on May 28 at the Federal Parliament. The number of people tested positive for coronavirus has reached 75 with 15 new additional cases. The Ministry of Health and Population informed 15 new cases were detected yesterday itself. The ministry said one more case was detected in Parsa and 15 in Nepalganj alone. The ministry further informed 16 people have already returned home after consecutive negative results. The number of non-resident Nepalis who died of coronavirus has reached 73 as of now. The Non-Resident Nepalese Association, NRNA, said 49 of them had died in the United Kingdom. Coordinator of the NRN Health Committee, Dr. Sajeev Sapkota, informed 15 died in the United States, 5 in the United Arab Emirates and 1 each in Ireland, Japan, Turkey and Netherlands. Likewise, 5,247 have infected with the virus in different countries around the world. So far, 1,570 have recovered from the virus. The number of infected continues to rise in some Middle East countries. Dr. Sapkota said some 2,300 Nepali workers are reported to have been infected in the Gulf alone. NRNA General Secretary Dr. Hemraj Sharma said the NRNA had been providing relief support to those affected by the COVID-19 pandemic in 45 countries. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has expressed his commitment regarding the people's right to get information. Speaking at the 13th Establishment Day of National Information Commission yesterday, Prime Minister Oli said successful implementation of right to information can only strengthen good governance and democratic system. The government has decided to send the Nepal Police and Armed Police Force personnel in the border areas. The Ministry of Home Affairs decided to deploy personnel of Nepal Police and Armed Police Force, Nepal, stationed in the prison houses, development projects and other sensitive areas. The meeting also decided to take strong action to those entering into Nepal in a secret manner. Similarly, the meeting decided to hold talks with the Indian government regarding the issues of border security and to keep Nepalis in India safe. On the occasion, Home Minister Thapa stated that COVID-19 infection was spreading towards South Asia and stressed on the need to absorb special precautions against it. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन *1415 # डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back, and again we continue with the rest of the updates. Green Climate Fund and United National Food and Agriculture Association, AFO, are providing Government of Nepal on aid worth 688,200,000 rupees for the Churi Region Upliftment Construction Project. International Economic Assistance Facilitation Department Chief Krishna Sri Krishna Nepal and AFO country representative Somsak Poponiola signed an agreement regarding the aid yesterday at the Ministry of Finance. The project aims at uplifting the livelihood of more than 200,000 families living in the Churi region along the banks of 26 river networks in the provinces Wan Tu and Bagmati province. Minister for Health and Population Bhanu Bhakta Thakal has said the morale of the medical frontliners should be boosted during the fight against COVID-19. At a program organized to hand over the health materials given by the Save the Children on Sunday at the ministry, Minister Thakal stated that the health materials supported by different organizations have upped the morale of doctors, nurses and health workers during the time of crisis. Minister for Information, Communications and Information Technology, Dr. Yuvraj Khatiwada, has said the facilitation on citizens' right to information is a right to press freedom. Extending a message of best wishes on the occasion of World Press Freedom Day yesterday, Minister Khatiwada congratulated everyone involved in the sector of information and technology. Minister Khatiwada said the government had been making effective the regulatory provision to ensure safety, credibility and access to the ITUs, adding that the new laws were in the making to remove policy-level hassles and misuse of technology. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Yogesh Patrai has assured that the fire victims in Taplejung district would get rehabilitation soon. Expressing his grief over the incident, he asked them not to worry, saying the government was always with them. The minister inspected the incident area on Saturday morning. On the occasion, Yegendra Gurung, representing the fire victims, asked the government to make arrangements to make them free from loans from banks and financial institutions. The District Agriculture Development Office in Dailik has initiated to solve problems faced by the farmers in the wake of nationwide lockdown and forced to contain coronavirus. Special teams formed by the Office of Visiting Agriculture Farms to know the problems. Garas is the pocket area for West ever farming in the district. It specially produces potato. From Garas rural municipality alone, the vegetables amounting 20.2 million rupees were exported to other district last year. The farmers there are worried about the sales and distribution of their producers with extended lockdown. Considering the problem, the district office formed a team under the leadership of office chief and began visiting farmers. The team is providing necessary seeds and insecticides to the farmers at their doorsteps. With assistance of State Ministry of Land Reform, Agriculture and Cooperatives, various places have been developed as community seed pocket area in Thai Lake. Hotels in Sauraha, one of the major touristic destinations in Chitwan, are likely to remain closed till the upcoming Dasain festivals. Hotels were closed with enforcement of lockdown against the COVID-19 crisis. Regional Hotel Association Chair Deepak Patroy has said the Sauraha-based hoteliers have agreed not to resume business before the Dasain. However, small hotels and restaurants are likely to get back to business with the end of lockdown. There are 150 tourist hotels in Chitwan and its neighboring district. District Nawal Parasi and over 5,500 are employed in the hotels. The Kathmandu Chapter of Federation of Nepali Journalists, FNJ, has distributed support materials to some 100 journalists on the occasion of the World Press Freedom Day yesterday. Kathmandu Chapter of FNJ distributed relief materials, including rice, pulses and cooking oil yesterday, to its members facing problems due to ongoing lockdown order for the prevention of COVID-19 infection. On the occasion, President of FNJ Kathmandu, Santaram Bidari, expressed the commitment that the journalists would always remain active in disseminating fact and truth-based news in the society, being transparent and making journalism sector more professional. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Global coronavirus cases surpassed 3.5 million, with deaths nearing 250,000, although the rate of fatalities and new cases has slowed from peaks reached last month. North America and European countries accounted for most of the new cases reported in recent days, but numbers were rising from smaller bases in Latin America, Africa and Russia. Globally, there were 84,004 new cases over the past 24 hours, taking total cases to just over 3.5 million. That compares with around 3 million to 5 million cases of severe illness caused annually by seasonal influenza, according to the World Health Organization, WHO. The first death related to COVID-19 reported on January 10 in Wuhan, China, after the virus emerged there in December. Meanwhile, France, Italy and Spain have registered the lowest daily death tolls for weeks as they prepare to ease restrictions. France reported 135 deaths, Spain's 164 were the lowest since mid-March, and Italy's 174 was a two-month low. Meanwhile, French doctor has claimed new tests on samples from patients show the virus was present in the country last year, weeks before the first officially recorded case. In Russia, the virus appears to be advancing with 10,000 new infections, but Russia's mortality rate remains low relative to other countries. On Sunday, it recorded 58 deaths, taking its toll to 1,280. A South Korean official said North Korean leader Kim Jong-un did not undergo surgery during almost 3 weeks of absence from public life, as the two Koreas exchanged gunfire at the demilitarized zone DMZ, separating the two sites. The government official declined to provide reasons but said speculative reports that Kim had had an operation citing some differences in his leg movements were untrue. North and South Korea exchanged gunfire around a rural guard post, raising tension a day after North Korean state media showed Kim visiting a factory, the first report of him making a public appearance since April 11. Multiple gunshots were fired from North Korea towards a guard post in South Korea, according to the South's Joint Chiefs of Staff statement. South Korea responded by firing two shots towards North Korea. No casualties were reported. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Brief rain, thunder showers accompanied with gusty winds and hail is possible at some places in the country. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again, President Bidyadevi Bhandari summons the Federal Parliament for May 8, budgets for the coming fiscal year to be unveiled on May 28. The number of confirmed cases for coronavirus rises to 75, 15 more people tested positive yesterday. 73 Nepali die abroad due to coronavirus infection, and coronavirus death toll exceeds 3.5 million by the death and infection rates in Europe decreasing. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition will be at 8 in the evening. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.in for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.